The Guardian.
Barack Obama is my candidate, and he must be our president.
I'm Suzanne Goldenberg, and I've just come out of the conference center after hearing Hillary Clinton's speech. This was a make-or-break speech for Hillary Clinton. She had to show that she was fully on side with Barack Obama. And she also had to give her supporters something to take away with them to sort of ease the pain and allow them to come over and join Obama's campaign and work hard for him, because there's a lot of sore feelings still.
I ran for president to renew the promise of America, to rebuild the middle class and sustain the American dream, to provide opportunity to those who are willing to work hard for it and have that work rewarded, to fight for an America that is defined by deep and meaningful equality, from civil rights to labor rights, from women's rights to gay rights, from ending discrimination to promoting unionization.
I think she made the ideological case for Obama. She talked about the importance of sending a Democrat to the White House. She talked about the important issues of her campaign, health care, the economy and energy and standing up for the underprivileged. She made clear that she thought that those were the issues of Obama's campaign. She also put her run for the White House in context by saying, you know, that it was an important moment in American feminist history.
My friends, it is time to take back the country we love. And whether you voted for me or you voted for Barack, the time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose.
I mean, that was the purpose of tonight's speech, is to unite the party. And I think here is where she fell down, because while she sort of told her people, look, it's not about me. Did you support my campaign just for me? No, you supported it for the issues. At no point really did it feel to me, did Hillary Clinton begin to make the character case for Obama? She didn't talk about his personal issues. She didn't say, look, this man has judgment. Look, this man has what it takes to be in the White House. And I think that's an important message that she should have made tonight. I was sitting with the New York delegation, and there were women there who sort of said to me, look, Clinton's campaign was something deeply personal for us. It's not like getting over any other kind of primary defeat or political defeat. This is something that's a disappointment, and it's going to have to take some time to go away. We identified with her so strongly. And then you saw Obama people, you know, Obama supporters saying, look, you know, we liked her too. So there was a lot of emotion flowing there. And when Clinton came into the room in a bright orange pantsuit, her trademark pantsuit now, there was, you know, just a huge wave of emotion there.
We need leaders once again who can tap into that special blend of American confidence and optimism that has enabled generations before us to meet our toughest challenges. Leaders who can help us show ourselves and the world that with our ingenuity, creativity, and innovative spirit, there are no limits to what is possible in America. We need to elect Barack Obama.
There were a lot of people in the hall tonight, including many that I talked to, who said, oh no, she's such a wonderful speaker, she's so strong, why didn't Barack Obama pick her as his running mate? But there were really clear, very practical reasons why he didn't do that. One is the comfort level. The two do not see eye to eye, even though they may now respect each other after the campaign. He needed somebody who was with him on the issues. He also couldn't afford to have a big distraction to his run for the White House, and that comes with Bill Clinton. You know, the two-for-one aspect of the Clinton partnership was going to be a problem for any president, and it certainly was going to be an even bigger one for Barack Obama after such a bruising campaign.
And Americans are fortunate that Joe Biden will be at Barack Obama's side. A strong leader, a good man, who understands both the economic stresses here at home and the strategic challenges abroad. He's pregnant.
Today we're going to see this sort of second act of this unity project, and that comes with Bill Clinton giving his primetime address to the Democratic Convention. Bill is going on stage just a bit before Joe Biden. He's the vice president, but both those speeches are really going to be watched. Joe Biden, I think people are going to find out tonight, is a formidable speaker. He's really got heart and passion when he speaks, and he's known for ripping up the floor. He's a guy, he's going to lead the charge against John McCain. He's going to go on the attack. That's the traditional role of the vice president. But Joe Biden is somebody who can do that not only as a battering ram. He can use humor, he can use sarcasm, and I think we're going to see him mixing it up and really putting in a star turn.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.